钱。
Zhao Shenghao.
Good morning.
I first heard the gospel when I was a child, but at that time I believed it like a child believes a fairy tale.
我最早听见福音是还是我是一个孩子的时候，但是那个时候福音对我来说就跟听故事一样。
As I got older, I started struggling in school.
我长大以后呢，我在学校学习非常的挣扎。
At this point, I started turning away from God.
然后在那个时候呢，我就开始远离神。
And I started to hang on to what my teachers and parents had told me how to deal with all of that.
那个时候呢，我主要就是靠着老师和父母给我的一些建议来生活。
They would always tell me to stick to it.But,
他们会告诉我要坚持。
The problem was I got very frustrated.
但是呢，我经常都会觉得很有挫败感。
After a while, the school that I was in changed teachers, and the help that I needed was no longer available.
然后过了一阵呢，学校的老师也换了，然后呢，我需要的那些帮助也就不在那儿了。
I needed to change schools to find better opportunities.
所以呢，我需要换学校，然后看有没有更好的机会。
The school that I had changed over to was a church school.
然后我转到的那个学校呢，是一个教会学校。
At first, I was very intimidated by the fact that it was a church school. I thought they were going to be judgmental of me.
最初我到那个学校的时候，我觉得心里很害怕，因为我害怕那个教会学校会对我会有一些论断。
I didn't think I'd stay there long.
所以我在想，我可能不会在那儿待很久。
I thought I'd kind of blend into the crowd and then leave shortly thereafter.
我就在想，我大概就在那儿再混一混，然后就会离开那个地方。
As I started going to chapel, I started realizing that being there filled a void that I didn't know was there.
但是当我在那个学校跟他们一起敬拜的时候，我发现我心里面的那个空虚、那个空洞的地方被填满。
I started to question whether or not God and His Word were real.
然后我就开始在思想神和他所说的是真的吗
？As I started thinking about this.One of the Bible verses I was assigned to remember was Proverbs 14:15.
然后正在我在思想这个事情的时候呢，学校布置我要背一段经文，那个经文就是在箴言的14:15.
It seemed like the right verse at the right time.
那一段经文就是我在那个时候需要听见的。
I started praying that if God were real, He would teach me His Word and how I could apply it to my life.
那个时候呢，我就祷告，如果神你是真的，你会教我，你要我所走的道路，你会带领我。
After a while, it seemed like anything I wanted to know was made available to me.
然后呢，过了一阵以后呢，我就觉得我想要知道的，神都给我，都那个帮助我知道了。
And I started to see that my teachers at the Bible school were not judging me.
然后我看到我学校的老师，那个圣经学校的老师，他们没有论断我。
They just wanted me to be happy.
他们只是想要帮助我能够快乐。
What struck me about these teachers was how joyful they all were.
然后那些老师呢，我看见他们就觉得他们都好喜乐。
I always thought to myself.I wish I could have some of that joy.
然后看见他们那样呢，我就在想，哎呀，我也希望能够像他们那样。
I kept researching the Bible and found myself praying a lot for someone who didn't really want to be a Christian.
然后呢，我就开始祷告，然后就是开始向神祷告，怎么样能够成为一个基督徒。
Through my research, I had found a lot of historical references to the gospel.
然后我做了很多的研究，有关圣经的研究。然后我就发现了很多那个历史上的一些证据和参考，有关圣经的。
For example, there's a Roman record of Christ's crucifixion.
比如说在一个罗马的一个记载上面就清楚地记载了耶稣被钉十字架这个事情。
I started to take God and his word much more seriously.
然后我就对神和他的话语就更认真了。
And started to ask my teachers about discipleship.
然后开始去问老师啊，怎么样成为一个门徒。
A few months later, there was a revival at the chapel service at my school.
然后呢，几个月以后，在我们学校的那个敬拜的时候呢，有一个奋兴。
And I started thinking about how I had evidence that God was real.
那个时候我是在想，我已经有了那么多的证据，神是真实的。
And I was praying, but never fully committed.
那个时候我一直都在祷告，但是我从来都没有下定最后的决心。
Finally, I decided the last piece of the puzzle was me committing, and I went to the altar that day.
所以呢，那个时候我就知道我已经知道了所有需要知道的东西，最后一件事情是要我自己能够委身，所以那天我走到了台上。
Years later, I went to trade school, but when I got out, I couldn't find a job, so I went back to college.
又过了几年以后呢，我去上了一个技校，但是技校毕业了以后，没有找到工作，所以我又回去上大学。
I felt like that was the only option available to me at that time.
因为那个时候好像就是唯一的选择。
I really didn't want to go back to school. I had trouble with it when I was a kid and really didn't like it.
我是一个不喜欢上学的人，因为我从小好像就在学校就很挣扎。
But when I went back to college, I got involved with the math club.
但是呢，我这次回到大学里面，我就参加了学校的一个数学俱乐部。
I started leading the math club's effort to help students that are struggling in mathematics.
然后在那数学俱乐部呢，我就带领那个俱乐部，然后去帮助那些在数学上面有问题需要帮助的人。
Our advisor encouraged me to work with him as a supplemental instructor.
然后我的导师呢也给我机会让我能够成为他的助教。
This later led to a job as a math tutor in the math lab.
然后后来呢，我就在这个我就有机会成为了一个数学的一个家教。
I find it interesting that the guy who struggled through school all his life is now helping other folks that are struggling.
我觉得很有意思，我是一个从小就在学校里面很挣扎的人，但是我最后现在我能够去帮助那些跟我同样有挣扎，在学校有挣扎的人。
It kind of reminds me of how God uses our adversity sometimes to benefit other people so that we might be blessed.
So, 这个事情呢，就提醒我，让我看到神可以用我们的逆境来使我们成为别人的帮助，也同时也是我们自己得到祝福。
The job that I have is very fulfilling.
我现在这个工作呢，我觉得非常的非常的喜欢。
But recently, one of my best friends moved to Georgia.
不久以前，我的一个最好的朋友，他搬家搬到了 Georgia.
Was a big adjustment for me.
我开始很不习惯。
I started to hit a plateau in life.
我就觉得那个时候好像生活变得停滞不前。
When that happens, I think it's a good idea to change things up a little bit.
所以到这种时候呢，其实是有一些变化是很好的。
I found this church on the internet while I was researching missionary opportunities.
所以呢，我有一次在网上那个寻找一些那个宣教的机会的时候，我就无意中找到了这间教会。
I saw that this church had a lot of volunteer as well as missionary opportunities.
所以我看到这个教会有很多那个可以服侍，然后很多可以宣教的机会。
I also determined that it would be a good way for me to study the Chinese language.
然后呢，也是一个很好的机会，我可以学中文。
I've learned a lot about God, and I've learned a lot of Chinese.
所以我来这儿以后呢，我学到了很多神的事情，也学了很多的中文。
谢谢神，让我们一起唱片。
Thank God we can worship together.